Hello, hello, this is Arin with Soga Talks. Hello, everyone. I'm extremely privileged because Evelyn Rulin with me. Hello, Evelyn. How are you?
I am great. Thank you, Irene. I'm a pleasure to be with you here.
Lovely. Such a lovely day for me today. So I just want to remind to our audience, okay? So follow Soga Talks, okay? We want your opinion, your comments. We want your shares on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, because everything you do in your daily lives, right? Anything tech related, we're covering here with my fabulous, fabulous guests who are so generous with their time, with their energy, with their experiences. They're sharing with us, you know, the latest in artificial intelligence, automation. We're talking about industries. We're talking about blockchain, you name it, Web 3.0, metaverse, all the cool, cool things. And today is a fantastic topic. We said we're going to cover fashion tech, Evelyn. It's not possible to cover in 30 minutes talk, but at least let's inspire people. Let's see what's cool now. So What do you see happening as a fashion tech influencer? I'm following you. Thank you for sharing your wonderful resources. Fashion tech, what are the coolest things you want to mention?
Okay, basically, first of all, what is fashion tech? Just briefly, it encapsulates everything, technology in fashion, period. It's in manufacturing, or it's in marketing, in the supply chain. Technology is everywhere, and fashion is leading in the metaverse right now. And everybody is talking about the metaverse, and it's at the forefront, fashion. The first ones were in the metaverse in buying virtual spaces on Decentraland and advertising on Roblox, actually a gaming platform, but gaming is also leading in the metaverse, but we're here to talk about fashion, and fashion and gaming go together. So there are actually games on fashion, how to dress up, and with actual avatars for children to play.
I'm reading fashion companies are expected to double investment in technology by 2030, double investment, and we look into trends that, again, right, all the fashion leading brands right now are looking at. You mentioned metaverse, okay? Could you spell for us what is the reality check there, okay? What's real, and what's still kind of a big, shiny, inspiring toy out there?
We are still in the embryonic stages of the metaverse, and we are building it on Web3, and Web3 provides the technology for it. And we have a long way to go still with it, but these are the virtual spaces. There are quite a lot of virtual spaces already available, but we are still building it, and we are all in it together, and it's very exciting times. As far as you mentioned, will double in the cash flow. If the brands who enter now at this stage will be able to, by McKinsey, I think it's 118% will be able to, by 2030, increase their cash flow by 118%, and that's amazing. And it's definitely the time is now to invest in AI and invest in artificial intelligence embedded in their business plan.
What about hyper-personalization? This word is hard to pronounce for me, for sure. But we as the customers and business leaders out there and technical leaders out there, right? Brands are dealing with their customer data right now, hopefully in a very safe and ethic way. But for fashion industry, where do you see this personalization and customer relationship will kick off in the next decade, maybe?
It definitely, it's all about the user experience, and what the hyper-personalization is really wonderful, how it can be customized to your needs in the metaverse. And I really like that. You can dress up your avatar. You can make your avatar, the dimensions, the measurements and everything, there is software available now that you can actually dress up your avatar just and even shape your avatar in proportion to your own body. It's amazing. And so the hyper-personalization is only going to get more. And I see that we're going to lose the goggles and we're going to be immersed with this whole thing. I already see the ring, a ring that you can imagine it, and it shows up in front of you in AR, you know, or virtual reality. It's just amazing the where we're going to go. It's definitely personalized. Another thing, talking about the hyper-personalization, I also see the non-fungible tokens. It's more of a belonging as well. The non-fungible tokens that are part of the metaverse shopping experience. And it's a collectible thing. And it's something, I feel that's part of the personalization as well, because you belong more to a club-like in the metaverse. And you have, in a way, once you do, you're able to design your own avatar's clothes, you get a token for it. And it's part of the whole spiel in the metaverse. I see it that way. It's a totally personalized experience and a wonderful immersive experience.
What about sustainability? Okay, we know new generations are really consumed by the idea of sustainable fashion, of renewables, and really talking about alternative materials and fabrics even. Okay, yes. So what's your take on what's the future is going to be? I mean, we see some of these trends already, right? Already taking up the market and consumers' imagination.
Yes, a few years ago, about 2 years ago, I actually, when I did some research on textile and textile waste, and the fashion industry is one of the most wasteful industries. And I came across this Finnish company. It's called Infinite Fiber. And they have now become, they were in their very early stages of business at that time. And I found it somewhere I was searching for sustainable fashion, actually, because everybody is talking about the environment and we need a solution. And this is fantastic, Irene. I couldn't believe that they are able to take textile waste and turn it into and make a brand new fiber out of it, brand new textile for clothes out of waste, out of jeans, out of any kind of garment waste. It's absolutely fabulous. And I know they were at COP26 in Glasgow, the conference organized by the UN on sustainability and based on the Paris Agreement. And anyhow, you see more and more companies like that popping up. It's also generational. Their Gen Z is very conscientious about the environment. And Gen Y, the millennials, are in it, and they're in business, and they're starting businesses that are huge proponents of sustainability, SDGs, ESG embedded in their business plan. It's fascinating what's happening.
I read about innovative Internet of Things fashion trend. Okay. Have you come across, you know, the sensors, I don't know, yoga pants?
The exciting part, actually, of the fashion industry and healthcare industry. They're merging. That's why I love neuroscience, too. You know, it all blends in together. People are asking me, why are you posting on neuroscience? Because I just love it. I love the last frontier is our brain anyhow. So AI is trying to imitate our brain. But there are sensors built into the fabric. There is at Harvard, there were some of the first ones doing it up at Harvard University. And actually the Wyss Institute. And they have these fibers that can even take your heart rate. they make actual, this is the latest I just saw, they're making t-shirts that can take your pulse, your body temperature, adjust to it, and also cool down your body. It's absolutely phenomenal where technology is going with that, in that respect.
Absolutely. So what kind of, again, advices for the business and technical leaders out there? Because you're also a marketing and content consultant. What Yes. kind of tips we can give out in a way that we do learn about latest trends? Know that not all of them making business sense, okay, Yeah. for brands and companies out Yeah. there. So where do you think the leaders should orient themselves? Because I know you're on forefront of content and marketing.
From an investment standpoint, definitely into the sustainable part. There are so many conferences that Gen Y millennials are doing. They're heavily involved in businesses like that, at trade shows, the UN. Definitely invest in companies that can produce textiles sustainably, in companies that provide great technology for the textile industry. Invest. The sensors definitely are, that's a huge thing. And it's in sports, it's in healthcare, and in fashion. It's just great if you can have a garment that cools you down. And due to the temperature changes and global warming, I think garments like that are, for our health, much better as well. And I see it going that way. So I hope that somehow, definitely investments in healthcare and fashion together.
You mentioned a very important point, how industries converging. You see professions converging, biotech and technology. And now, of course, neuroscience, you mentioned behavioral insights, of course, that blending together into that new world Yeah. that we're all entering. One more stat. So bringing our conversation down a digital transformation lane, if you don't mind, okay? So Yes. more than 60% of fashion executives believe creating integrated digital processes throughout the organization will be among their top five areas for digitalization. Okay, so Yes. just to say it in simple language, integrated digital processes for customer experiences, for employee experiences, and for the bottom line, where do you see those digital transformation trends actually transforming fashion?
It's going to be huge. I see it transforming it from the waste standpoint. Coming briefly back to the sustainability, I see much less waste. Seamless value chains, supply chains, the blockchain is going to be huge in helping there. Also, proof of origin, where this technology is going to help huge in that respect. The proof of origin of where the garment is from and so forth, definitely. Supply chain is huge, but also, at the same time, manufacturing can be in place. And that's where I see a huge movement. Like with this infinite fiber, if they have more locations, and I think they do now, then manufacturing can close production can happen more locally. And you don't have to fly all over the world shipping material, and that's where I see a huge savings for the future. But definitely supply chain is huge for me. I think manufacturing, you're going to save a lot of money there, and that's a great great news for the fashion industry. Also, again, the sustainability issue, waste. It's a beautiful thing. So AI to the rescue, really, it's helping in so many respects. And yes, with IoT, Internet of Things, from the store apps, indoor apps in retail stores, from that to production of the clothing, it could be actually even done in the back of the stores. I could see it that way. The the customization is going to be fantastic in the future.
We touched a little bit on artificial intelligence. We read so much about engaging customers, you know, how machine learning improving that customer experience. And what have you seen happening in terms of machine learning, AI, helping customers find the right product, okay, the recommendations, advertising, search, bunch of other use cases, which again, fashion industry is latching on right now. But yeah. Where do you see like the biggest breakthrough out there?
I think it's the apps. As far as I'm concerned, you have fantastic apps. Every store, every fashion designer has their own apps, and with the avatars, with the metaverse, I think the customer experience, the user experience is going to be so wonderful, hugely improved. You can be in one place at home and be in the store at the same time and pick clothes. Or you can go to the store and customize things right with your app in the store as well. That's the most, a lot of people actually are doing that. Like I think Ralph Lauren has a store connected with the metaverse that teaches people how to actually shop in the metaverse or shop better. And it's a huge improvement over what we've been having. You can actually also go and buy your own clothes physically, but you have options. You have much more options, and the user experience is hugely improved.
Options, all this flexibility and convenience, right, that we get with newest technologies for sure. So what do you think about on-demand clothing? Okay, with 3D printing, is this something we should really discuss today? Or again, it's really far in the future.
Yes, I think a Dutch designer, Iris Helpern, she is ahead of that. She has been doing 3D clothing and fabulous stuff. And I am all for it, actually, personally. From a personal standpoint, I love it. I love 3D printing. You can design your own things. I mean, I see kids designing clothes. It's fabulous what you can do. I definitely... I'm a huge proponent of 3D printing. It's also less waste. It's very sustainable. And I only see an upside. And beautiful designs. I mean, absolutely dreamlike designs this Iris Helpern is doing. Her fashion shows are like from... Even before the metaverse, even before we started entering the metaverse, her fashion shows were a dream. So she always was ahead of time. But I like what Ralph Lauren is doing with Tommy Hilfiger, all of them. One more thing I really love with Tommy Hilfiger. He is doing for the handicapped. He is actually producing clothes for the handicapped. And that's another fashion tech, because he uses like Velcro closure and easier for people to dress themselves. I think it's a beautiful thing. We need to also touch that area. I'm sorry, I sort of veered off from the tech aspect of it. But 3D printing, I'm all for it. And, improving... Yeah, I'm working towards a seamless, sustainable value chain.
What about seamless experiences when, again, some of the experts I'm speaking with throwing out the term phygital? Okay, phygital. The world is going to be around us, right? That seamless transition from physical to digital and back. Okay, do you think retail industry is in danger right now? Because again, shops are closing, right? Companies not finding new business models that will work in this new world. How dangerous is this? Or maybe exciting on the other side?
Well, at this point, I'm always looking at the younger generation because they're the future leaders. At this point, I see that Generation Z, they're very much, they're loving it going to the store. I was surprised. I think the store will always be there. And I hope it's they're not closing all the stores. Yes, there are less stores. But I think there was a study, and I don't have the exact, but it's like 67% of Generation Y and Z prefer also going to the store. They love doing the online shopping, e-commerce, and their avatar type shopping. But I think it's pretty positive about still having stores in the future. But you have to there has to be an interoperability in the metaverse and in the store with the stores. It has to be seamless, exactly.
Exactly. And stores, brands, companies, they have to be aware, okay, because those who do not digitize, those who do not offer this seamless experience, they're going to lose in the store floors as well. Because what do you mean I don't have app? What do you mean it's not convenient for me? I personally had very unfortunate interaction with one of the biggest brands lately. Just simple return, okay? Return the item that I ordered online. That was a nightmare in this store. I had to install the app real time. It was not installing. Wi-Fi was horrible. They could not take the item in. Speaking of customer experience, speaking of internal processes, speaking of employees, actually, I felt bad for the people who work there. They tried to help me. It was hopeless, okay? I ended up taking my item back, going home, printing out the label, and mailing that item in. You know, what a disaster in terms of digital business processes out there. And this is a huge brand. I'm not going to mention it for now. I'm sure they fixed the problem. But that you know, it's me, right? But talk about Gen A's, okay? Talk about alphas. Talk about, you know, they're never going to enter that brand anymore.
No. I think 5G is going to help us a lot with that, really do, because I'm seeing it being installed around here in Washington, and I'm already noticing a big difference. Today, I was somewhere this morning, and I needed to get the app, and I downloaded it, and I have gone through the experiences we're explaining here, but this morning, I actually was able to get this app down in the store, the store app, right away. And I think 5G is really, really helping us in that regard.
What do you think the infrastructure standpoint? You already mentioned, right, 5G is not as prevalent as we want it to be. At the same time, even simple internet connection, you know, Wi-Fi is also limited, especially right in public places. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we really have to improve ourselves there, because how are we going to sustain this fabulous, magical world and virtual worlds if we don't have also where are we going to harness the energy for all of that? You really have to and sustainably do it. And there are huge developments in quantum computing right now going on. And I think quantum is going to help us and speed up the entire process. I'm absolutely floored what I'm seeing with that technology helping us. And it's going to make AI close to superhuman. It's amazing what is being done right now in that field. And that's going to help us all. But we need the infrastructure. And we can talk a beautiful game here, but if we don't have the infrastructure and the proper energy sources, we won't be able to sustain it at all.
Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you. Fantastic talk. Thank you so very much for your time. In conclusion, why don't we leave the audience with few takeaways?
Approach the fashion technology with a healthy attitude. Don't be afraid. Download the apps, get some goggles, and enter the metaverse. Don't be afraid. Get your first or second or third non-fungible token. You get them now for free as an award if you attend a conference or whatever. Don't be afraid of the technology, basically. Approach it with a healthy attitude. It's not complicated. It's not going to be complicated because the apps are going to be really supportive. And for the future, from a consumer standpoint, I'm talking right now, from a business, for brands, they just got to listen to the people, to the customer. It has to be user-friendly. You can't have a complicated app. People get turned off quickly, there has to be more interoperability for brands to move around in these virtual spaces and bring in the real world. You gotta have seamless operation, and we really need to work towards that. And I see it probably by 2030 that we're shopping on the internet or in stores in a much more seamless manner.
Thank you. Thank you, Evelyn, so very much for this talk today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.